Can a person be saved without believing in the resurrection of Jesus? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. We're currently taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by zapping us a message through email, radio@faithalone.org. We hope to hear from you that way. Today's question is an interesting one, and the answer might surprise you. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar have to say about it. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name's Sean.
Hi, my name is Bob.
You had to think about it for a second.
I just couldn't remember.
We're taking your questions. Please send them to radio@faithalone.org. We'd love to hear from you. Here's a question from Monique. What if a person heard about Jesus' death on the cross to pay for their sins and believed in him for everlasting life, but they weren't aware of the fact that he was raised from the dead 3 days after he died? Would that person still be saved?
Well, the question is, did the person believe in Jesus for salvation that can never be lost? Did they believe that by faith in him, they had everlasting life? That is, life that is eternal, life that cannot end. If they did, then they had everlasting life. Now, I've never met a person, I don't know about you, Sean, who believed in once saved, always saved, and yet did not believe Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Have you ever met a person like that?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't asked people.
Yeah. I've not met such a person, nor have I met a person who didn't believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins, who believed that they were saved once and for all and couldn't lose it. But here would be my answer to Monique. The death and resurrection of Jesus, and also the ministry of Jesus, for example, John's gospel has 8 different signs that Jesus did,
right,
are all designed to lead us to faith in him for everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call this the person of Christ and the provision of Christ and the promise of Christ. So the person of Christ plus the provision of Christ should lead us to believe the promise of Christ, which is everlasting life.
Right.
If we believe the promise of Christ, regardless of what else we believe, then we have everlasting life.
Yeah.
But in order to get there, almost everybody I know, in fact, everybody I know, comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus as well. But if she's asking hypothetically, which she is, well, could a person do that yet not have believed in the resurrection of Jesus? Yes, that's possible. And by the way, I've corresponded with her, and it turns out the reason for her question is because she can't remember if at the time she believed she was born again, she believed Jesus rose from the dead. So this
right.
is bothering her.
Right.
And what I've told her is, right now, she believes Jesus rose from the dead. He died on the cross for her sins.
Right.
He did all these signs, and she knows by faith in him she has everlasting life.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter if she can remember the exact moment she was born again.
Yeah.
But in terms of her hypothetical question, she should set her mind at ease and say, it really doesn't matter when she first believed Jesus rose bodily from the dead. What matters is that she knows for certain that she has everlasting life by faith in Christ.
Right. I wonder, you know, how much of these questions, we get these questions quite a lot.
Right.
And sometimes I get the impression that people are looking for, they approach it as if I need to say the magical formula to be saved. And did I get the formula right? Did I do my part? And I just wonder, when I read a question like this, I think, this is Jesus' decision to give eternal life.
Right.
Rather than think of it in terms of, have I met the magical formula, isn't the other side of the equation, why wouldn't Jesus give someone eternal life who's believed in him for eternal life?
Well, that's exactly right. And also, let's go this other way. Why didn't Jesus ever give the magic formula?
Right.
I mean, if there is a magic formula, why isn't it in John 3:16? Why
right.
isn't it in John 5:24? Anywhere. Find anywhere where he gives a magic formula.
Right.
He doesn't. He never says, he who believes that I rose bodily from the dead has eternal life. Or he who believes I died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead and that I'm God and that
yeah.
I did these miracles has everlasting life. Never. And by the way, I like your point when I asked you, have you ever met someone who believed in Jesus for everlasting life And yet they didn't believe he rose bodily from the dead. And you're like, well, I don't know. I've met a whole lot of people who I've actually talked to and found they've said, yeah, I believe Jesus died on the cross and I believe he rose from the dead. And yet they didn't believe that by faith in him, a person is saved once and for all.
Right. So I've met a lot of those people.
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as the other question, part of the reason we don't know that is because when we evangelize, oftentimes we're not asking people, well, by the way, do you believe in the virgin birth? Do
right.
you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? And do you believe he rose bodily from the dead? And do you believe it was specifically on the third day?
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
often don't ask those questions. We don't often ask, do you believe in substitutionary atonement? Do you even know what that means?
Right.
You believe he died on the cross for your sins, right? But do you believe in substitutionary atonement? We oftentimes don't get into all these discussions.
Right.
Oftentimes, we're talking to someone and we'll tell them that because Jesus took care of our sin problem by dying on the cross for our sins at Calvary, and he rose from the dead, therefore, anyone who believes in him has everlasting life which can never be lost. Well, if they come to believe that, we don't at that moment say, well, by the way, did you believe that he rose from the dead on the third day?
Mm-hmm.
Did you believe in not just that he died on the cross for your sins, but do you understand that as substitution?
Right.
We oftentimes don't ask those questions. What's funny is I've met people who have a magic formula. In fact, I remember having a friend who said that when he was, we've talked about on the show before, he evangelized a cab driver and had him pray this special prayer. And then the cab driver wanted a witness to his friend, but he couldn't remember the special prayer. But even with those people, I don't think they routinely say you need to believe A, B, C, D, and E in order to be born again. They typically say something like Jesus died on the cross for your sins, rose from the dead, and if you believe in him, you have everlasting life. So a lot of the people who have this special way, this magic way or this special checklist, a lot of these people don't actually practice that when they evangelize. That's more what they would tell a Christian.
Right. All right, next question is from Anthony. And Anthony, he titles his email Groping After God, and he says...
And by the way, that's from Acts 17:27. That's an actual quote
right,
from
right.
Acts 17:27.
Everyone is supposed to be groping after God, if perchance to find him, right?
Right, the unbeliever. Once we come to faith, we don't need to grope after him anymore because we've now found him.
Anthony says, I think I have to call myself an agnostic at the moment. I'm confident that the word of God is true and that the evidence seems to be pointing to God and Jesus. However, when I sit down and listen or read the Gospel of John, doubts creep into my mind as I'm going over the saving message in John 3:16, 6:47, etc. And my question is it guaranteed that I'll get there if I'm open to the truth, that God will convince me of theism and ultimately to believe in Jesus for the free gift of everlasting life? I'm very frightened and just want to make sure that I'm doing what I can to eventually come to believe in Jesus.
My answer would be yes.
If he's open, he will believe.
He needs to continue to be open mm-hmm. and continue to seek. If Anthony continues to have this openness of heart, following it up with seeking, well, he's going to come to faith. This reminds me, I heard a sermon this last Sunday from Joe Galassio on Matthew 7:7-11. And you can remember it, Sean, because it's the first 7:7-11 passage in the New Testament, Matthew 7:7-11. And there... that's where, in all the five verses, each time Jesus is asked.
Mm-hmm.
If we ask, we're going to receive. If we seek, we're going to find. And if we knock, it's going to be opened.
Right.
And so the point seems to be, it's a general principle. It's not just for, you know, getting a request, let's say, for, I want to love my spouse.
Yeah.
And so since I know that's God's will, I can ask, seek, and knock, and God's going to give me that, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also for assurance of everlasting life. So for Anthony, if he asks, seeks, and knocks, God's going to give it to him. Another verse would be Hebrews 11:6. God's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Right.
I'm fascinated by his comment that he calls himself an agnostic,
right?
Because it sounds more like he's a theist with doubts. But in any regard, I am very optimistic about this one. Remember the Lord said, this one is not far from the kingdom of God?
Right.
I feel that way about him.
Probably what I tell Anthony is faith, God has promised that faith comes from a certain place. Romans 10:17, he says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's where you get faith, from the word of God.
So where does Anthony get the word of God?
So he needs to keep on reading the Bible, keep on meditating on the Bible,
right.
Keep on meditating on the word of God. The word of God will give you truths to believe. When we believe something, we're persuaded that something is true. So the question is, where are you getting your beliefs? If you fill your mind with the word of God, you'll fill your mind with biblical claims, biblical propositions, and that'll give your faith something to hold on to, something to believe. So keep on meditating on the word, and that's where faith comes from, meditating on the word of God.
But there is another point here in this passage, and this is Romans 10:14, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, I've often wondered, well, could John be the preacher? If you're reading the Gospel of John, would that be enough? Could reading a Christian book be enough? If you're reading a clear Christian book, would that be enough? I suppose so, but it seems that what Paul is talking about primarily is a human being talking to another human being. And so one of the things I'd say for Anthony is, yes, he could get it through reading the Word of God. And if he does, don't start in Esther or the Song of Solomon. Start in the Gospel of John.
Right.
In fact, stick with the Gospel of John.
Right.
But secondly, I would say it would be very helpful for him to find a preacher. Find somebody who is clear on the promise of eternal life and ask them questions. Let them walk through. That's what he's doing with us, right?
Right.
He can hopefully find a church in his area that's a solid Bible-teaching church. It doesn't have to be the pastor necessarily. It could be someone on the church staff. It could be a layperson in the church, Sunday school teacher. Mm. Find somebody who can answer his question. In fact, that's how I came to faith in Christ. Warren Wilkie met with me for 5 weeks and kept going over Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and finally I got it.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Anthony. If you have questions for us, please send them our way. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you're thinking, what you're wrestling with. If you have questions about the Bible or theology, send them to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Are you interested in finding other free grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And on the website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other free grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to discuss whether or not the evangelistic message changed at the cross. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.